Dick Waller, who's retired clarinetist with the CSO, has a third career as a visual artist. He's about to open a new studio in Over the Rhine. He's here to talk about it, along with Sylvia Rhombus from the Malton Gallery. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So you better tell us what the second career was.
I was clarinetist for 50 years. Then I ran the Linton Chamber Music Series, founded it and ran it for 30 years. Now I'm in my third career of my gallery.
Tell us a little bit about that, about your new space.
It's in a wonderful, I have to say, vintage building built in 1860. And it's in downtown area, actually on West Court Street. It's about 2,000 square feet. And I'm just loving being there. I've got a sound system that takes over the whole place. When I'm there alone, I play great classical music. I was playing some Benny Goodman last night as I was working. So I have great music and a great environment, and I'm having a ball.
Sylvia, what's your role been in helping Dick with this new space?
I think every artist deserves and needs to have a beautiful space, not only where they can create art, but also to see the depth and breadth of their collection together. So when Dick asked me to help him along with a few things here and there in the beginning, and then it kind of evolved into this full studio concept, my main objective was to give Dick a wonderful place where he could create art, a wonderful place where he can view his art up in a way that makes sense in a beautifully organized collection, whether it's vintage pieces or if he wants to explore his new works and to see them up. I think it's really important as artists evolve to be able to see their work and to see it hung properly with the proper lighting. So really, that was the idea. The second idea was, and I loved when Dick told me this, he wanted a place where creative people could hang out. And that's why it's Dick Waller's Art Place. It's more than just a studio. It's more than just a gallery. It's a place for Dick to welcome his visitors so they can come in and discuss the arts in general, not necessarily just the visual arts, but music, and be together.
Dick, what kind of plans do you have for the space in addition to exhibiting your artwork?
I hope in the future to at least show some other local artists, even national or international artists, that are really exceptional people that they haven't get the chance of showing. But as Sylvia said, I made up my mind that I needed to have a place where you could see a lot of my art. And I could see it, that everybody could see it. But you see one or two or three or four paintings in a gallery, that doesn't do it. So I've got paintings hanging right now that are 8 feet by 12 feet, 8 feet by 10 feet, and I've got some that are 5 inches by 5 inches.
Now, you had said that this was your third career, but you've been painting for a long time before that.
Started in 1974. And I had a studio in Aspen for many years, had one here locally for about 10 years. But moving to my own place has been momentous.
Dick, what media do you use for your art?
Use almost always acrylic paint, but I do it on wood, masonite, or canvas.
How would you describe your visual art style?
I might even call it free association art. 2 days ago, I got up in the morning, I'm getting ready to go to my studio, and I'm thinking, now what do I want to do? I need inspiration. As I'm thinking that, I look out the window and we have wonderful trees. And here are these gorgeous golden, yellow, orange with a little bit of brown trees out there. And I thought, that's it. And so I've been using, in fact, I'm going to overdo it, but I love doing it so much, I'm going to do it anyway, with these colors as my basis.
Do you have any more solo shows on your calendar? I know that you'll be opening your studio, obviously, with a big solo show.
The show is on Sunday, November 9th, between 2 and 4 p.m., at the studio is 130 West Court Street, which is just a couple of doors down from Elm and West Court. There's going to be plenty of free parking on the street, and there's two lots on my side of the street that are open to be used for free.
Do you plan to have hours for your studio?
Yes. At this moment, I'm planning, for starters, that I have definite hours on Thursdays and Saturdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. But people can call me anytime by appointment, and I'd be glad to show it to them.
And people can visit your website to find out more. Let me just ask you, this is not an unusual career for many artists. Many artists work in visual and in music and in drama. Uh-huh. So do you find this has always been a natural kind of flow for you?
I have to say yes. I can remember going to shows when I was 18, 19, 20 years old in California. Saw some tremendous Rouault, and I was so touched by the art. So I'm always going to see art. I tend to be more maybe an expressionist or modern art. But when I started painting in 74, I just went down to my basement and started painting. I had fun, and it's been going on ever since.
And your work is in many major collections, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I have to say, I have some of my artist friends like Gil Shaham and Nadja Slerna-Sonnenberg,
And that must be quite a joy to know that.
I'm a happy, lucky man.
Sylvia, you obviously work with a number of artists, and it sounds like this is a real joy for you, too.
Well, it's beyond a joy. It's a real inspiration to be with Dick, because I want to be just like him when I'm at his age. He has such a zest for life and such a zest for creating beautiful things. He feels a certain, I see it in his work, a certain passion when he creates his work. And just the entire inclination of doing something that you love and really putting your all into it. I think, to me, that's a very inspiring and artful process, and it just works so beautifully with his work.
I claim that all my life, most of the time, not all, but all my life, I've got to do what I love to do. As it happens, I was able to make a living at it too, but I'm such a fortunate man to playing in the orchestra, doing the Linton series, now doing this. I've got to do what I love to do. That's a special treat.
Thank you so much for joining me, Dick Waller and Sylvia Rhombus. Dick is opening a new art studio, Dick Waller's Art Place, at 130 West Court Street, and the opening is Sunday, November 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. You can learn more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.